is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Sean's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Breaking down on a camel's back.
The Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We are live, East Street South location of Dunkin' Donuts, getting it in on this free-for-all Friday, getting you running on Dunkin' right into the weekend. And let me tell you, Dunkin' is doing some big things. Oh, yeah. Let me let you know all the goodness that's going on at Dunkin'. Because, you know, they are steady hooking you up with all your favorites. So definitely want to check that out. But definitely take breakfast to a fun and new tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Breakfast Sandwich. That's right, that Glazed Breakfast Sandwich is back. The sweet and savory treat stacked, you know, with a fluffy egg, smoked bacon, inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. That's right, you get the glazed donut, they split it in half. All right, you got the stacks of fluffy egg, smoked bacon, inside that split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. It is off the chain. You definitely want to check it out, all right? It is all good. It is a classic. It was an instant classic. Whenever they put it out there before, it'll be an instant classic again. I promise you, one of my favorite menu items on the Dunkin' list. And don't forget, Dunkin's got the new hazelnut mocha latte. Hazelnut meets mochas with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and chocolatey and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and chocolate powder. It's all good, all right? It's the perfect pick-me-up at any time of the day. So why wait on it? Get it right now. And it's all available for you at any one of your favorite Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, where we're live right now. Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. So as we continue live from Dunkin' East Street South, let me remind you how to chime in, because you know, we're waiting to hear from you today. We're going to open up the lines today, because we got lots to talk about. My God. So you know how to get chances in and chime in. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Now, here's your trivia. Before y'all start blowing me up for the trivia. Let y'all work on this. And then we're going to jump into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. All right, here we go. Oh, wow. That's a good one right there. Okay, recent survey of 100 Bahamians. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians. 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 35%, or 35 out of 100 people surveyed, said they will do this if they're having a hard time falling asleep. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 35%, or 35 out of 100, said they'll do this if they have a hard time falling asleep. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get chances in. All right? So guests are working on that. And I'm a guest working on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out at both locations, Top of the Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, so let's jump on in. And check them out online, too, finethreads.com. Like I said, do your shopping online as well. They're available for you online, and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's jump on in. Big headlines today in The Guardian. Cancer deaths on the rise. And this according to Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Dalba, but approximately one in every 500 Bahamians has been diagnosed with a cancer, according to the 2019 National Non-Communicable Disease Risk Factors STEP Survey, which was released on Wednesday. Data from the National Cancer Registry informs the combined cancer prevalence of 2019 was 182.4 per 100,000, the report shows. The Bahamas deaths from cancers, all types, have been increasing year over year. In 2000, the cancer mortality rate was 71.5%, well, 71.5 per 100,000, or 13.6% of the deaths. In 2015, the rate stood at 111.7 per 100,000, or 18.6%. Cancer mortality rates are not available for 2019. So we have to look at it. And it's alarming. I mean, our women are already affected 4 to 1 already, more than anywhere else in the world. And now this. We really have to look at what's going on and take a step back and look at ourselves. Is it what we're intaking? Is it, you know, things that we're adding to our diet? There's a lot of things we need to look at. And then the various forms of cancer as well. Which forms are the ones that actually morph here the fastest and the ones that are most treatable? We got to break all of this down. Very sobering. Very sobering. Let's check the text messages. Okay, let me get these texts now. Not go for a drive. Not go on their phone or social media. Not drink warm tea or milk. Nope, none of the above. So, you know, keep working. Also from the Minister of Health, Dr. Dalba, more focus needed on preventative care. There has to be more focus on preventative medical care in the Bahamas, Minister of Health Dr. Michael Dalba said yesterday, following the release of the 2019 STEP survey. And he was quoted as saying, yesterday in the House of Assembly, on Wednesday in the House of Assembly, I spoke to the shocking findings in this most recent National Non-Communicable Disease, NCD, Risk Factor STEP survey. We intend to turn the corner, and my team of healthcare professionals will work along with the Pan-American Health Organization, the Healthy Bahamas Coalition, private specialists in the industry, and Bahamians everywhere, to ensure meaningful changes happen. All right, Mr. Dalba, some big words. We're going to hold you to it. Ground broken on the Cat Island Airport. Yes. Lots of fanfare with that. And look, big picture. Look who's holding the shovel next to the Prime Minister. Glenys Halliburton. You see, I think, you know, Brave is trying to extend the olive branch here now. The Prime Minister is trying to extend the olive branch. And at least it's showing a unified front. At least they digging dirt together. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, I will say, I'm glad to see the ground broken on the new Cat Island Airport. And I hope you take Cat Island to the world. And I know you need a top-class airport as much as you travel. Who knows, you may want, you know, whoosh into the Cat Island. This is going to be, you know, an entry point. But my question is, the last time you was holding a shovel, Mr. Prime Minister, SPF was standing next to you with the next shovel. And you know how that turned out. So, my God, don't let the Cat Island Airport go the route of the last photo op you took, groundbreaking with a shovel in your hand. That's all I'm trying to say. And I think the people of Cat Island don't want that to happen either. But it looks like, look, all jokes aside, Cat Island needed that a long time. So let's get it done. Let's get it done correctly to the best of our ability and leave a quality product there for the residents of Cat Island and everybody who wants to visit Cat Island internationally. Not exercise, not watch TV, not listen to music. Nope. All right. Not easy or bad. We eat processed food every day. I know you saying, who is we, Naughty? You is the Easter coming up, and you putting on four meats on your plate, gonna drink one Diet Coke. No. Listen, you got to eat healthy. All jokes aside, you got to look at this from all angles and try to combat it from all angles with the best way that we can. But, yeah, I agree with you, Taxer. You know, come Easter, people be throwing four or five meat on their plate, for real. You ain't lying. I might be one, too. All right, look at some other headline making news. You got Disney's itinerary for the first Lighthouse Point cruise was announced. So let's keep an eye on that. And it's quite the setup down there. So we'll see how many Bahamians benefit from that, though. So that's pretty much it, though. That's a wrap right there on your headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And let's slide up into the buzz. And right now, there's a couple of things buzzing for sure. But one that will not continue to run away. And I want you to chime in on it. And we might have a little fun with this today, but I wanted to address this. Over this week especially, I've seen a return of the mindless bravado of the small car driver. Now, I'm talking about your Cube drivers, your Swifts, Cube Swifts, the Paso, you all Pasos, you all some big offenders too, boy. Uh-huh. You all know what I call your little sardine cars, your little roller skate cars. Yeah. You all think just the Kong 500. I'm just trying to tell you all. You all need to slow your road. I understand that's your little hoopty and you're getting from point A to point B, but you're not in a tank. You're not Teflon. You don't have, Teflon around you. You don't have like an Iron Man suit around you. When you buck up in these cars, you can turn into a sardine can. Now, I want you to have your fun. I want you to have your transportation, but I want you to do it responsibly because I want you to continue to enjoy your transportation and enjoy your fun. But I've seen some acts of absolute idiocy on the road, and it's all y'all small car drivers. I haven't seen a truck try it. I ain't seen a big American boat try it. You know them big American made boys? No. The luxury vehicle owners, they ain't for that. They work hard for their car. They want to keep their car spankadocious. I haven't even seen you little white minivan drivers. You know, your Asian import van drivers, because normally you're always the ones who used to carry on illegal. But all these little cars have now checked and re-raised you. I'm sitting right here now doing this remote, and I see three of the light. Two Paso and a Cube, and they look like they're all ready to do fool. We can't be inferior. And it's not rites of passage that you get these kind of cars, and now the road is yours. No, sir. We got to be a little more aware. Okay, you're not Teflon. Listen to Uncle Naughty Man. I want you to get there alive. I want you to get there in one piece and in shape, okay? Text to chime in. Naughty, you talking about the photo op in the paper with the PM and the groundbreaking of the airport in Cat Island. Where is the contractor in the picture? They always stand in the picture. Where's the contractor? Why is he missing? That's a good question. I need to go revisit that. I was just glad to see the PM and the MP for Ben and Grants were getting along. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Just making sure I don't have anything slide through here. But yeah, boy. Now, something else is buzzing. And somebody, this came up in a barbershop. And it was brought up. And I started laughing. And, the veteran cab drivers have a point. It was like, Naughty, listen, anybody you see parking illegal, carrying on bad, flying 100 miles an hour on this road, overtaking like it's the heart of spring break and me in spring break, that's them cab drivers who just got their plate. That's them new set. See, us veterans said we know how to conduct ourselves. So now I'm starting to look at it with new eyes. Maybe I can't beat all the cab drivers with the same stick. Now I got to specify to see if you're a veteran and you need to get beat with a big stick, or you're a new schooler and you don't know no better, or you need to learn better, and you got to get beat with a smaller stick to whip you into shape. Sure, I got to do better on this road, though. And I feel it. I mean, the veteran cab drivers obviously feel a ripple in the force. So you youngsters who just got the new plate, conduct yourself, man. And let me tell you, I know who you are. Especially your set who used to drive jitney and get your hookup. Because not really have we ever seen cabs in the Bahamas busting old school reggae loud as you can, like he's in a jitney. So a dead giveaway, if you're in a van or in a car, and you hear, you know, them old classics, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Driver! Full stop, butter! And they're coming out of a cab, you know, that's a former jitney driver who got their hookup with the plate. That I telling you. And then, you know, when that was brought to my attention and I look at it, it makes sense. Telltale signs of giveaway right there. And you can tell old jitney drivers, too, got their cab plates because they pull up along by the bus stop and they see one of their old homeboys there, and it's a moment. And the music's still loud. You see what I'm saying? Hey, on to y'all, you know, I peep in your game. I see how this thing go. So, new school taxi drivers, respect the old school taxi drivers who paved the way and who moaned and complained and said more plates were needed in the industry, not to the tune of 1,000 or so, allegedly. But they kind of opened the gate for y'all, turned into a floodgate. So a little modicum of respect to the senior man who been on the road before y'all would be nice. That's all I'm trying to say. So let's get to the break now, Mr. Producer. Get the first one out of the way. We are live, Duncan, East Street South location, getting it in. This is the Free For All Friday Freaking Weekend edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And it's going to continue right after this.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
We're back at you right here on the Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads. We are live, Dunkin' Donuts, our East Street South location, getting it in. Let me check the text lines. We are Texas, just texting and texting and texting, boy. I'm telling you. All right, let me go back. I take cough medicine or NyQuil. We all this, little Manny. No. Take sleeping aid. Read the Bible or another book. Make the room dark. Read or drink. Boy, I tell you, y'all, I'm telling you, look at the percentage, 35%, okay? 35%. All right, let's check out the text now, though, okay? Get a snack. No, not get a snack. Naughty. Why are we doing a new airport in Cat Island? What happened to Freeport? And who in the heck is going to Cat Island? Nor do you need to get a wet towel and sting them in the back of their neck when they talk fool. Oh, Lord. Nor do you disincue a pastor and swip. That's all. We can afford, thank God. Things tough. No, listen. I'm dissing it. I'm dissing your driving. I'm dissing your car. I'm dissing your financial situation. If that's all you can afford, I want you to keep it. So therefore, i.e. drive to arrive alive and in order to not buck up in your car. That's all I'm saying. And don't buck up in my car. And then be good. The problem I have is y'all believe y'all in a tank. Y'all invincible when y'all in them cars. That's all I'm saying. All right, there we go. We got a winner. Mr. Producer, I just got a text and I got my winner. All right, so if you could go back to the text lines and let the person know who said find a crossword puzzle, a word puzzle, or a word game, boom, that's my winner, winner chicken dinner right there. Naughty, hope all is well with you. I need to see if you can invite a police officer to try and address these traffic offenders. It is terrible. The other day I saw a truck drive the whole sidewalk speeding on the highway opposite Milo Butler Drive. There you go. Now you saw a truck do that. I saw a Paso and four Swifts do that before. That's all I'm trying to say. So, yeah, we got our winner. And we'll keep it moving now. Let's slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, 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 listen. All I want you to do all weekend long is when you go in, you just get your original. Get your original on. Rap for the original. All right, rap for the original rap. Go this week, even if you like spicy on a regular, go in and say, you know what, I go rap for Naughty this week. I want original. Yeah, it's all about that original, man. And there's no loser when you come to original or spicy, because they're all G-double-O-D good. But, you know, me and Dasque, we got this thing going on right now, so we trying to figure it out. So we may as well have some fun with it. You know what I mean? And remember now, it's all about original, okay? And here's what I want you to do. Y'all go to my Facebook page, Naughty Got Jokes, Bahamian King of Comedy. Like the page, follow the page, and then send me a picture of you enjoying your original KFC. Tag KFC in it as well, and you can win some great prizes. I'm talking about your overstuffed KFC pillows, huge pillows. They off the chain. Huge beanbag pillow shaped just like the Colonel's sandwich. And guess what sandwich is shaped after? The Colonel's Choice, the original recipe, Colonel's Choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think of that, buddy. Okay. And I got some other great giveaways. KFC gift cards, KFC beach bags, cool KFC shades, all kind of gear. So just go to that, my Facebook page, Naughty Got Jokes. Like the page, follow the page. Send me that photo of you enjoying an original recipe. And guess what? The more original the photo is, the better your chances to win. Because it's all about originals. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's jump on in and see what we got. See what's going on and what's heating up the planet. All right, here we go. You got to get to it, though. You got to give me a second to get to it. You know, I just want to jump on in. All right. Hours after his wife, ex-wife Gisele Bündchen's tell-all Vanity Fair cover story came out, Tom Brady posted a cryptic message referring to, and I quote, betrayal of false friends. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, Yankee legend, told Howard Stern that back in his playing days, he was a serial cheater when it came to women and relationships. No, really, Reggie? When Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Las Vegas Raiders, a local bordello known as the Chicken Ranch offered him free sex for life. See, there's some things, you know, man, listen, man. You refused that offer, Jimmy, but yeah, it was a nice offer. But you turned that one down. Chevrolet says it's going to stop making the Camaro after the 2024 model. That sucks. All right, what else is going on? There's a meteorite passing between the Earth and the Moon this week, and there's a Harvard physicist trying to prove that it is actually an alien probe. Somebody need to see if that Harvard physicist, not on drugs. Just double check, just make sure before we go in. If it is alien, it's all good. Just want to make sure we're dealing with somebody who's dealing with all his marbles and all his capacities. An analysis of Beethoven's hair showed that he had liver disease, which could have been the cause of his early death at age 56. Andrew Lloyd Webber's newest musical, Bad Cinderella, opened on Broadway, but he wasn't there. It's the first opening night of any of his musicals he's ever missed. He was in London with his eldest son, age 43, who is said to be gravely ill. Imitating her Monica character on Friends, Courtney Cox stopped by her new star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week to clean it. That is so Courtney Cox. Kate Bosworth and Justin Long have been a deal for a while, but now she's wearing a ring and saying that she can't wait for him to be her husband. They could break up soon. That's just what happens with Hollywood couples who've been together for so long. And you talk about tying a knot, then boom, problems. All right, if you're keeping score at home, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are currently on a break. Wedding pause. See, I was just talking about it. See, perfect example right there. Norman Steinberg died last week at the age of 83. Norman was the ugly Mel Brooks. Norman was the guy Mel Brooks called to have him punch up the script he was working on called Tex X that became Blazing Saddles. Norman and George Carlin received an Emmy for their writing for the Flip Wilson show as well. He was a copyright attorney who hated his job when he met Mel at a coffee shop. Brooks told him to submit a script for Get Smart. The series was canceled, but Brooks told Steinberg he was funny and the rest is history. And that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And remember, all you got to do is go to vote.kfcnassau.com and rock the vote for the original. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let me go back to the text lines. Naughty, who's fine to tell us a book at 2 a.m. when they can't sleep? You pick up a copy of The Guardian, you got a crossword puzzle right in there, man. Duh. Crossword puzzles are readily available, all right? I mean, some people have books with all of them in there. Some people do them every day. You never heard of Sudoku? No, the trivia is not a do-over because you didn't get the answer right. Remember now, look at the percentage, 35%. So it's not going to be a widely popular answer. Like, take meds, watch a movie, read a book. This could be further down. Look at the percentage. Don't get mad at me because you're wrong, man. You always do this every Friday. All right? Anyway, here's another one. Naughty, please call out these restaurants who are selling Campbell soup and putting conk in it and calling it conk chowder. And no one contacted me to collect the prize they won last week. Well, call back. Let them know you won a prize and see why they didn't contact you. Maybe they tried to and you're always incommunicado. But maybe you should tell me some of these restaurants to do that, because I don't dine at them kind of restaurants. But maybe if you got booby trapped, let me know. I'm going to do some investigative galloping gourmet reporting and get to the bottom of it, because that ain't right now. If you, man, listen to me. Have you been to a place where served Campbell soup and put conch in it and say it's conch chowder? You're wrong. You're punishing yourself. Now, if you got a Jones for some conch chowder, I tell you right now, Naughty Johnny's got it, waiting on you. All full of conch. All kind of conch. Some conch bubby and all too. Yes. So be sure to go check them out. 377-7776. Give them a call. Tell them I told them to call you. You want some conch chowder, and they can hook it up for you. Ask for Chef Merlin. She can take good care of you. All right? All right. If you've won your prizes, you could go pick them up, you know. You could give the guardian a buzz if they don't contact you or if you miss the contact call, and just go by and pick them up. They're all right there waiting on you. All your prizes. Naughty, you hear they threaten a nuclear war if they decide to do that? Will they really heat up the planet in 60 seconds or less? Buddy, if they decide to do that, they'll heat up the planet in 10 seconds or less. No, that puzzle thing is not 2%. How you know it's 2%? How you know it's 2%? Now I need you to provide me with a survey, a scientific survey like the ones that I provide, and let me know. But any 2%. But listen here, I ain't gonna tell you a word of lie. I don't want to sound like, for lack of a better word, a douchebag when I say this. But listen, man. Sometimes when y'all start crying over losing these prizes, I get a real kick. I cannot lie. You all become my tax lawyers. You all find out 50 million angles and different ways to win. I would hate to play Monopoly with you. I really would. Because come like we'd end up fighting. Because y'all can't take an L, number one. And y'all just recreate and move the goalposts as you go along. Like LeBron James fans. You see? Yeah, boy, we'd have problems. I ain't gonna lie. We'd have problems. Anyway, let me slide out of the global warming. Let's eat another planet in 60 seconds or less. And slide into the my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know it runs on Dunkin'. I don't want to remind you. Okay? Hey, listen here. I just see who won my prize again for the day. Wait, that's almost 2 days this week, man. They back to their win streak, Kermit. You got to watch that one. Then they get all biggity when they lose and start blaming me and you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let me stay quiet. I ain't got no name. I ain't got no name. But if you want to know the name, if you watch The Wizard of Oz, you'll know the name. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. All right. Let me remind you, though, that the hazelnut is back at Dunkin'. The hazelnut mocha latte is back. They're off the chain. All right? Hazelnut meets mochas with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Save the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, a mocha drizzle, and chocolate powder. It's a perfect pick-me-up any time of day. And don't forget, it's back. Yes, the breakfast to take breakfast to a fun and tasty new level with the Dunkin' Glazed Breakfast Sandwich. The sweet and savory treat stocks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed donut. It's an original. It's a classic. It's all good. It's one of my favorite menu items ever here at Dunkin'. If you haven't tried it, you're missing out on a party in your mouth. I'm telling you. So be sure to grab you one today, all right? And as I slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, I don't know why you all get like this. Just take your L, accept your L, and keep it moving. You ain't gonna be right every week. Naughty, did you see the videos of Turks and Caicos demolishing villages or shanty towns? It shows that this little country, our parliamentarians, in that little country, their parliamentarians have the testicular fortitude to get it done. Only wish these gnomes, oh Lord, you done call our politicians gnomes in parliament here, could act on behalf of the Bahamian people. All right. First and foremost, I did see the video. I did see it getting done. I did see them following all of the international human rights protocols, getting it done like we can do. So I don't know why. The difference is their parliamentarians and their leadership acted when the court orders were handed down. They didn't, for lack of a better word, posture, pussyfoot, backtrack, motion, and do nothing. They actually put words to power and put action to words. And that's what we need to do. Duncan Carmichael, for Texas, want to know where it is. Right when you pass the Southwest Shopping Plaza, take a right. It'll be your first main entrance after the Southwest Shopping Plaza. You pass the car tire place, and then they got a big chicken joint that serves some horrible chicken. Not like the Colonel's Zone. Not even close to it. I wouldn't even call a name. Yeah, turn through there. Totally ignore that horrible chicken. Go get the Dunkin' and then head to KFC. Now you know where it is. But I ain't gonna call no name, catch no blame. Of course, y'all eat no dry, bored tasting like chicken. So I've been told. Now that we got that out of the way. You want me to ask Dunkin' if they'll ever do a fruitcake donut? Only a fruitcake would want a fruitcake donut. But maybe at Christmas, that might be a good thing. Because I see my producer holding up his finger, too, because he's like fruitcake during Christmas. So maybe during just December only, fruitcake donuts. I'll talk to management. That might be a good idea. We might make it happen for you. And if they do make fruitcake donuts, text her. Let me know who you are. Let me know that you are the inspiration. And we'll get you some free fruitcake donuts. All right? All right. 5:50 p.m. is the time. Let's take that second break. We'll be right back at you on the flip side to wrap up the first hour of the Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads. We're live, Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South. Keep it right where you got it.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
NASA! Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with island games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 4:55 p.m. is the time. Don't forget, coming up, 5 o'clock hour, top of the hour, we got the news for you. Then we'll be talking sports in that 5 o'clock hour. And lots of games and stuff coming up this weekend, too. Lots to chop it up with, so it's all good. Listen, once again, please, we have a winner. We have a winner. For the trivia, I announced it earlier. I'll announce it again for you. Word puzzle, crossword puzzle, those type of word games, that was the answer. All right? So, for those of you who may not have heard the answer, that is the answer. So, we got to play again on Monday. Okay? Okay. Now, got to remind you that... Island Games still got the brackets going on in Sweet 16. If your bracket is still alive. And after last night, but Mr. Producer, you see FAMU last night? Florida Atlantic? Sorry, FAU? Still alive? Doing their thing? I'm telling you, a lot of upsets. Gonzaga knocked off UCLA. This is not your typical tournament this year. So if you still got a shot at the Sweet 16 brackets, I'm proud of you. Because a lot of us got blown up in week one. This was not your normal March Madness this go round. It was kind of crazy. So I'm very impressed if you still got anything left going on. Now, if you're completely blown up, like me and Pearly and a couple others, then simply log on to theislandgame.com, check out their sports book, sign up, and look at all the other ways to play. You still got NBA, you got soccer, you got hockey. You got baseball getting ready to kick off in April. You got NFL around the corner. You need to get familiar. All right, it's a great way to play, great way to win, multiple ways to win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. And, of course, it is Friday, people. So as you get into the weekend, I'm looking out now. I'm seeing some traffic build up on the road. Listen, it's only Friday. Only Friday. Take it easy. Get where you need to be. You still got Saturday and Sunday to get through as well, too. All right? So, know your role. Keep it in control. Now, here's something I do want to remind you about. And some of you guys hit me about it, and I definitely want to give you info for it. It's my pleasure tomorrow to be a huge part of the virtual Imagine Local Government Day. All brought to you, of course, by Rise Bahamas. And it's a great show. All right? Great show. Got music by DJ Bravo, panelists Ed Fields, Tenille Tadar Burrows from Rise Bahamas, Valentino Scrooge Brown, our very own from Guardian Radio, special guest speaker Pat Raman, hosted by yours truly. Great, great, great day to learn about local government. 11 to 2, and we got a chance for you to win $500 every hour on the hour. All right? For more information, all you need to do is log on to www.risebahamas.net. While you're there, register and sign the petition one shot. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got a call on the line. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Chief, do me a favor, please. Watch your disrespectful mode, eh? Thanks.
What?
You put LeBron fans? Watch your mode, babe.
LeBron fans, y'all brunsexuals. Y'all are epidemic proportions these days. Y'all in your feelings. Now,
hey,
outside of
your
malaise when it comes to picking basketball superstars, I need to ask you a question. Since you are on the roads every day.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest offender? Is it a Cube, a Paso, or a Swift?
Wait, a Paso driver's day
they stunt men.
Different breed of animal. I agree. A different breed.
Fossil.
Different brand of crazy, hey?
Yeah, they are. They stunt men. But I don't want you to change the subject. I'm asking you, please, watch your mouth with the disrespect to LeBron fans. And I send you the picture where you lost the bet to me in LeBron jersey. I'm going to go ahead and make that go viral, eh?
That will never go viral. How old is that picture?
It don't matter. You and the
That's
LeBron
when you
jersey.
Were, Hold on. Allow me. Was that when you were a practicing Miami sheethead as you followed blindly on your mission of Bron sexual babbitry, following LeBron every day?
I am a LeBron. I am a real LeBron fan. Period.
Listen, there are three. When I think of Bron sexuals, I have you all as 1A, B, and C. Okay? Got my boy Cine, got you, and got my boy Gully from RBC. All three of y'all are number one Bron sexual fans. 1A, B, and C. You all fight amongst yourself for number one.
I can message Dwight. I can send a picture to Dwight and share it on Guardian Network because you're in his hearing.
But let me show you something.
Go for
Trust
it.
Me, you can go wrong.
Why?
Dwight is a Kobe fan, right? He's a Mamba disciple. You see how he's carrying on in the morning and chewed up the government and rolled people out? That's
yeah,
Mamba mentality, but LeBron can never do that.
That's why the country in the state it in right now.
Huh?
That's why the country in the state it in right now.
Because we got too many Bron sexuals running the show and not enough Mamba disciples. I agree.
Enjoying the show, buddy.
Love you, brother. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And that note, Mr. Producer, let's go to the news.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We are live, Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South. And don't forget, let me tell you, Let me tell you, the hazelnut mocha latte is off the chain. All right, and don't forget that Dunkin' glazed donut breakfast sandwich is back as well. You don't want to miss out on that. It is all G-double-O-D good. Now, let's jump up into it like we do each and every day at this time. We set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget Happy Hour going on at Naughty Johnny's every Wednesday, every Friday. Happy Hour 5 to 7 is kicking off right now. Be sure to give them a call, 377-7776, and see what they got chefed up for you. They got some special, you know, little tapas going on, along with the cocktails, the highballs, wide selection of that cocktail menu as well. Great dinner menu. So be sure to go and check them out. Always a good time. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza with Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, March 24th, Mr. Producer, please look out for Pearly. Pearly is zoomed in and ready to go. So make sure Pearly is good to go there, Mr. Producer. Thank you. And on this day, March 24th, in sports history, in 1936, the Detroit Red Wings beat the Montreal Maroons 1-0. The first goal was not scored until 16 minutes and 30 seconds into the sixth overtime period of the season's first Stanley Cup semifinal game. Dear God, they laid it all out in one game. They didn't have nothing left for the series, eh? 1962, Benny Kid Parrott was knocked into unconsciousness in a boxing match with Emil Griffin at Madison Square Garden. He died 10 days later. It was the first televised death in the ring. 1973, Nate Tiny Archibald became the first player in NBA history to lead the league in scoring, 34 points a game, and assist, 11.4 assists a game in the same season. And boy, I can't wait to have Pearly chime in, because we got to talk about Tiny Archibald in today's NBA, how much of a beast he would be. 1975, Muhammad Ali knocked out Chuck Wepner in the 15th round to retain the world heavyweight title. And Wepner just wouldn't go down in that fight. He took a beating the whole fight, but he wouldn't go down until finally in the 15th round, Ali had to put him to sleep. 1992, Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins scored his 1,000th career point in, you know, 513th NHL game. He was the second fastest player in the NHL to record 1,000 points. Obviously, I think Gretzky was the first. 2002, Michael Finley of the Dallas Mavericks became the 238th player in NBA player to surpass 10,000 career points. And 2005, the NHL canceled its draft due to a six-month player lockout. And your sports quote of the day, if you can't believe it, the mind can achieve it. Ronnie Lott. And Ronnie Lott achieved a lot in his career. I cannot run from that. So with that being said...
Oh, you can't run from that. You know why you can't run from that.
Run from what? Ronnie Lott?
Ronnie Lott, yeah.
One of the nobody could run from Ronnie Lott, bro. Ronnie Lott used to cut you off, cut you in half.
No, no, I mean specifically a certain team felt his wrath a little more in the NFC than I did in the AFC.
No, but now here's where I'm going to check and re-raise you. He unleashed his wrath on you all in a 34-10 Super Bowl, made Marino look stupid. So, I mean, hello.
One time? How many times does it look stupid?
On the grandest stage of them all?
One time.
Making, according to you, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
How many times did he stop Dallas from getting to the grandest stage in the world?
He was on there one time, 1981, with, and thanks to Dwight Clark and Joe Montana, he got through. But I'll tell you something. In that game, personally, he wasn't as effective as he normally was. The great Cowboy legend, Tony Hill, number 80, put up some good numbers. And Drew Pearson put up some good numbers that day, too, in the twilight of his career.
But you didn't win.
No, we still lost by 1 point, 28 to 27.
Okay.
And it's still one of the most painful days of my life, because I would never forget it. I would never forget it. I came out of 6:30 Sunday Mass at St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral. The late Monsignor Preston Moss, Lord bless the dead, had done the service. And when I went in, Dallas was leading. When I came out and turned on the radio, I heard the last 30 seconds of Vern Lundquist saying, Joe Montana has made one of the greatest comebacks of all time. And Dwight Clark with the catch, and yeah. So now that you've started me off on a Friday in a melancholy kind of way, how the hell are you, Pearly?
I'm fine. I'm pretty good. I'm all right. I'm good.
Are you happy? You accomplished your mission?
I enjoyed, accomplished some things. Some of the things I accomplished.
Can you evoke painful Cowboy memories?
I enjoyed some good NCAA basketball last night.
But last night was some really good basketball last night, Pearly.
Yep.
Gonzaga over UCLA. Yeah. That was monster.
Yes.
And then FAU, we talked about them. FAU don't know no better.
They got that kid from Harlem, Noel, point guard, 5'8". Man, this brother can pass. He can pass. He dominated the game. He single-handedly took Florida Atlantic now, through to that game. 19 Curry, assists.
He is a throwback to them old-school New York City point guards in the vein of like a Earl the Goat, Mini Goat, a Kenny Anderson from Archbishop Malloy. You don't remind you of Kenny Anderson who went to Georgia Tech and who was in the league for 10 years?
A little bit, sort of. Kenny's a little taller.
Maybe taller, but his whole game is like Kenny Anderson, bro.
He called it like Earl of Pearl, maybe like Pearl Washington.
Maybe. You mean Pearl Washington from Syracuse?
Yeah, and he's from New York. Was he from New York City, too?
He was another New York City point guard. And then if you're going to talk Syracuse point guards and traditional legendary New York City point guards, Adrian Autry, who played for Syracuse, who now coaches for Syracuse, is another one. Got to put up there. Another one, though, who I mentioned earlier, and I was waiting for you to come on, is Tiny Archibald. Nate Archibald. Nate, you remember Nate the Great?
Yeah.
Now, my question is, how effective would Nate Archibald be in today's NBA?
I don't know. I don't think he was quick enough. He was a great passer. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe ask some old school fellas, some other old school fellas.
He was never quick enough, but he was also always a defensive stopper. He was never quick enough, but he led the league in scoring and assist for the first one of the few players to ever do it at the time. 30 points a game, 11 rebounds a game in 1970-something.
Yep.
So consider the way smaller guards dominate the NBA today, like a Lillard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Archibald would actually survive in today's NBA and do very well.
It'd be good to see if you could have some kind of simulation thing.
Now, here's something that I gotta put to you. Because it was hot in the barbershop, and a lot of dudes think aren't coming off this, and I leave it up to the fact that it's majority millennials I'm talking to. But don't laugh when I tell you this. But they actually tried to put Austin Reeves in the same conversation as Larry Bird today.
Listen, you put Larry Bird in the same conversation.
I say that is based.
Not that conversation. That's
that is based purely on color.
No.
That's the only thing they got in common right now is color.
No.
Ethnicity.
No.
I'm thinking more Bobby Jones than the 76ers, which is no disrespect when I say that, because Bobby Jones was a great member of that 76ers team. He was integral.
Larry Bird would be in the conversation of a top 10 player in the NBA of all time, in my opinion.
A lot of people can't really buy into that. It's like, oh, but he was so slow. I said, listen, Bird used his slowness as an advantage. He would dribble you to sleep all slow, and when you think, oh, I got him, he'd blow by you out of nowhere. Or pull up and drain it in your face.
Double W, 20-10 every night, 20-10 every night, rebounds. Six assists, pass you to death, three-point shoot, you leave him open, he'll tell you. Larry Bird was deceptively slow, but what he did to you was like, oh, man, no. You have the respect for him. I hated him. I hated him in the 80s.
What people fail to realize, Bird was an assassin, too, in the fact that he would get in your brain, Pearly, and have you mush. He'd have you watery, loose, in your feelings, scared, emotional. And he would use the race corner players, too. You notice a white boy to go in the corner, and I can drain this on you. And the biggest thing they can tell you is the white boy drained it on you. And then he'd do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
French Lick from French Lick, Indiana. The brother could have shoot. Brother could have played ball. But he really was. But really, he could have gone on a few more years if he didn't have the back problems.
That back was horrible.
Yeah, let me tell you something. But no, credit due. I mean, you know, I when it comes to basketball, I don't look at the color of your skin. I look at your talent. Larry Bird is up there. Top 10.
Yeah,
he's up there.
Let me tell you something.
Top 10. We can argue about top 10.
If you're talking to Larry Bird, we got to give credit to the only dude who would openly go out, challenge Larry Bird, call him out, and then match him in a shootout. Bird would actually win because the Celtic teams were better. But we can't never forget the Rifleman Chuck Person, who used to call Larry Bird to task from Indiana.
Yeah. There was Chuck Person in Indiana and
Dominique Wilkins in Atlanta.
And the Knicks. Oh, Father. Bernard
which,
King.
Which one from the Knicks?
Bernard King.
Yeah.
He wrought, but in 80, was it 88, 87, when Bird got the MVP and Bernard King should have gotten it.
Yeah, that's true. Bernard was all that. Knee injuries again took Bernard out. I think if Bernard stayed healthy, he would have been up there not scoring.
The Rifleman and Bird used to mouth off at each other. Dominique was a little more slicker with it, like smoother with it and pretty, but Rifleman should just row with him. Bird would get the advantage at the end because they would win the game, but he never outplayed him.
But he went on record numerous times and said what Rifleman was. And I think the ultimate modicum of respect was when Larry Bird was the head coach in Indiana. Rifleman was on his staff, one of his assistants.
Yes.
But, you know, Larry was a rare breed. And as much as I love the Lakers, and Austin Reeves is a great player, I think he was a great pickup by Pelinka, getting him the way he did in the draft in the second round. I mean, as a free agent, and the kid telling teams not to draft him because he wouldn't sign because the Lakers was going to give him that contract and give him the opportunity, he's blossomed. And if the Lakers learn anything from Alex Caruso, who came the same route as Austin Reeves, don't mess this one up. Get him signing, get him to the contract, and he's a part of your team of the future, with LeBron or without LeBron.
Yes, he's got game. We got to let him. You know, he's not there yet. Whoever puts, he's not there yet. You got a few more years. If he performs at this one, another couple of years, then yeah, okay, we got you, bro. I sign him. And if he can perform at this one another couple of years, we give him that $50 million. It's a deal, 12 and a half a year. That's a good signing.
And remember, this kid was projected to be a first-round pick, late first-round pick, second-round pick.
Yeah.
And it hit the middle of the second round. Him and his agent jumped in and said, no, we're going to sign as a free agent. Don't draft us. That speaks volumes. You don't see young kids trying to bet on themselves that early.
That's true.
But since we're talking NBA, Bernie, and it is a free-for-all Friday edition, here's the deal. What are the Lakers going to do? What are we going to do?
Because I think the Lakers are just jealous. They are. They have a good. They really have some good chemistry, you know. I watched that team. They have some good chemistry right now.
Pearly, I don't think
and
you could
I'm afraid if homeboy come back, he can mess it up.
Here's my thing. I'm looking at the future. You have a lot of these kids on this team with the Lakers have the option on their contracts.
Yes.
Your Mo Bambas, your Vanderbilts, those guys, your Beasleys, they have options. This team, I got to give Dobbenham credit. This team has gelled extremely well post-trade deadline with the new bodies that have been put in the rotation. 8-5. And they should actually be 10-3 because there's two games they should have won.
The last Minnesota game, they should have never lost that.
No,
and again,
LeBron with his petulant ways, and Bron Sexuals won't admit to that, but you're not the coach. If you're not playing, come over there with encouragement. Don't come over there with negativity.
Yeah, we should beat Dallas and Minnesota.
Now,
but we're sitting in a good position. We're in ninth place. We're sitting in a really good position right now. The Lakers just have to keep winning. That's all.
But my biggest thing, Pearly, is moving forward, we got to bring back Russell. D'Angelo Russell is a big, big part of that.
He says he wants to be. He says he wants to stay in LA. He says he wants to extend. So let's hope that we can do that. We got the Thunder tonight. We got to beat the Thunder tonight.
And listen, don't sleep on that Shai-Gilgeous Alexander, you know. Pearly?
I'm not.
Can I tell you something?
Then we got a back-to-back with the Bulls. See, we control our destiny. Everybody we need to beat in there. We got the Thunder, we got the Bulls, we got the Timberwolves coming up. We got the Jazz, Clippers, we got the Suns, we got the Jazz. We control what we do.
Listen, be wary on that two games against Chicago Bay. Patrick Beverley, if he got to lay his life out to beat the Lakers and bump them out of the playoffs, that's what he could try to do.
Patrick Beverley ain't looking good in there, so I ain't worrying about him. That's his business. He can be mad all he want.
Patrick Beverley been playing for Chicago, man. That's all I'm saying, Burley.
He's doing what? Doing what? What has he been doing? What it's numbers he been putting up there?
No, but he's been playing that lights out defense, Burley.
Where? Do I know the tune of sarcasm in your voice?
I laughing. That's beyond sarcasm.
That's a Sunday you know, night and then a Wednesday night. So
you
I
know, I've always I've always believed as the Potter Ski Jones up. Because
I know,
he's his twin at Potter Ski. I swear to God.
I know. But you told me about him.
Nonetheless, like I say, there is a log jam in the NBA, Purdy. And I'll be honest with you. I look at it now, and we saw, you know, we were making fun this year of football teams in previous years when Dallas a year ago, when the division was so horrible in the NFC East, 7-9 won it, you know? But my God, Purdy, let's look at the state of the NBA. You look at the Bulls over there in the Eastern Conference. They're the 10 seed at 34-38. But really, they're only a game and a half out of the 8 seed. And then there's space. But the Eastern Conference is definitely stronger than the Western Conference. And that's normally not been the case.
You think so?
Yes. Because you got a ton of teams.
I think there's more parity in the Western Conference. I think the Western, don't worry about the record. I think the Western Conference is beating up on each other. I think
to your point, maybe the parity in the West is more than the East. Fair enough. But my God, Pearly, look at this. The Jazz are in 12th, 13 and a half games back. Thunder in 11th, 13 back. Pelicans in 10th, 13 back. Lakers in 9th, 13 back. Mavericks in 8th, 13 back. So basically, 11, 10, 9, and 8 are all separated by divisional records, head-to-head or some tiebreaker like that. But if you look right above, they're only half a game out of 7th, a game and a half out of 6th, and 2.5 out of 5th and 4th. So if the Lakers could run the board and win out, they could end up as high as number 5.
That's the point I'm raising.
And then, full bronsexual ways, LeBron will show up and say, let's play ball. I'm here. Put the spotlight on me. Let's do what we got to do. And not thinking anything about the chemistry that this team has exuded and displayed without him getting to the point where they're at if they qualify. And then he's gone by the second round.
I hope because of the injury he has limited minutes.
Purdy, you know that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. I mean, if he comes back, you know, he can be ball dominant. He can come right back in. And I don't know if any defense is going to get played because of the injury.
Anyway, let's see how it turns out.
And the biggest thing
coming out of this guy.
You,
in some of those games, they needed his scoring. I cannot kill that. I cannot be.
Agreed.
And when he got hurt, we were playing well with him. So if he could go back to how we were playing with him and then he got hurt, we should be all right.
My biggest thing right now is the chemistry and the momentum. You got to buy into that. You got to support these young fellas that you can come back and make up your mind when you're coming back, for God's sake, too. Because what I'm getting is...
I don't think he's sitting out for... I think he's really hurt. I think he would be in if he wasn't hurt, if he could have played. I don't have no conspiracy theory behind that.
All right.
I don't have no conspiracy behind that. I do. I don't see that in him. I mean, as much as I don't like him, I ain't gonna talk bad about him if it ain't true. So I don't think he's out because he ain't meaning not to play. I doubt that seriously. That's not him.
Well, we'll see, Pearly. You know his reputation precedes him.
Particularly they've been in right now. He likes to be a part of this glory. No, man.
So you mean to tell me? So a lot of people predicting Lakers going to end up with the 8th seed. When it's all said and done, they're going to be number 8.
I don't know. We'll see. They
I think they might
six.
Be a little higher than that.
They could be number 6.
Now, we about ready to get to the first break, Pearly.
Okay.
When we come out of the break, I hear some things in Miami, man.
Dumb
I hear
fence?
Some rumblings. Some off-season
Miami
maneuvering from the Dolphins.
What'd you hear?
I hear they might be going after O-linemen.
We want an O-lineman. We need an O-lineman.
But I hear you may be going via free agency on a trade route and then looking possibly to trade back into the first round this year.
And give, I thought you read that story. Oh, Lord. All right. I can let you go.
And you know when I read it, right, Pearly?
Yes.
When I was in the royal room on the throne.
Oh, Lord. All right.
We'll address it, though. So you're trying to move back into the first round, Pearly?
We'll talk about it when you come back.
But I'm just remembering all of those draft picks. A couple of years ago, we were talking about, and I just want, my producer reminded me of something. Igbahini is the only one left from that crew.
Probably so.
And Igbahini was only 18 when he was drafted. So literally, he's supposed to be coming out of school this year.
That's why they had so much faith in him, and that's why they were taking their time in it.
And you know what I told my producer? The minute you let Igbahini go, he can make the Pro Bowl for the next team he go to because he can be matured and ready to play.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they were patient with him. That's why they took the time and developed him and wasn't rushing him up.
Do you think he cracks that lineup this year, though?
Boy, he better, because this is last shot. This is last chance. I think this is the end of his rookie contract or something, if I remember.
What about the nickel? Can he play the nickel package?
That's where he would be playing if he's back.
We'll see.
And that's where they want to put him. They want to put him there if he comes back because, you know, the two outside.
The who? The who, Pearly?
The all worlds.
Well, then if they're all world, then Gilmore and Diggs and Dallas must be all planet, all universe, because we're clearly better than Ramsey and Xavier Howard. Wow.
Naughty.
But I like that. I like that.
Naughty.
Though. I like that
Naughty.
Confidence.
Naughty. You know that cop used to walk around and used to chew tobacco? Spit that blood, you just bite your tongue on that, yeah?
Bite tongue. If you smell what the naughty one is cooking. My tongue is fine,
buddy. We could possibly have the best cornerback and the best wide receiver tandem in the NFL.
How can you possibly have that with CD and Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup giving you the middle finger in Dallas right now, Pearly?
Because I have Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
You better stick to Tyreek Hill. You better stick to the cheetah. Waddle? Only
yes,
ducks waddle, babe. Me and Wucky Ducky quack quack. Yeah, I'm in mid-season form right now. It's been that kind of off-season.
When is the Dallas-Miami game? Where is the
Dallas-Miami game?
When is it?
Do we play this year?
I think we play Dallas
in Miami,
this year.
Eh? Boy, I can take you over there, my treat, for some moist, fresh, cut bungee, boy. Oh, Lord. And then I can take you to 8th Street afterwards and fill you up full of Cuban food afterwards to make you feel better. Because Dallas can beat the bejesus out of you. You might even have to get me out of jail. Because if Dallas get up big, I may run onto the field with a Bahamian flag over my head and nothing else on and 2 stars on each butt cheek. You know how I roll.
Oh, Lord.
So just know what you're signing up for when you go to that game with me. Okay.
I hope you just don't pick fight and say, MJ, you have to go back to the hotel room because when y'all get beat, you all vexed and don't say nothing. Don't talk
to
me. Let me tell you where I really could take it.
Where I really could take it, like I tell Wally Super Producer. Can you imagine a Cowboy-Dolphin Super Bowl this year? It'll be the 2 best teams in the offseason. Why not take it all away? Imagine.
It'll be nice.
Last time we played in the Super Bowl, who won?
I'm still coughing.
Yeah, anyway, I can let Mr. Producer take you to the break because all kind of Dolphins upset on that one. So let's go to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick it right back up here live, Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South, Free For All Friday edition of Talking Heads.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian Mozza Chicken Sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person for my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
We're back at you on the Friday, March 24th edition of Talking Heads. We are live, Duncan, East Street South location, getting it in. 5:35 p.m. is the time. And Purdy, you still with me, Purdy?
Right here.
All right. Now let's talk about it. Are the Dolphins going to trade back into the first round?
To my knowledge, what did you hear?
Come through from Dolphin fans and say, listen, Naughty, let Purdy break it down. Purdy in touch with the Dolphins. We can trade back into the first round. I think we might have all read the same article.
Tell the people what you have.
I hear the Dolphins may trade back into the lower portion of the first round if some offensive linemen are hanging around. And apparently the offensive lineman from Florida, Osiris Torrance, has really piqued your interest. Apparently, your head coach really likes him.
Yes.
And it makes sense because he could be available in that 26 region. And you know who owns that 26 pick, right, Burley?
Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. So what, I want you to finish the story because I'm not going to say it.
We making it happen, Burley?
What is it? What is it? What are they saying, Dallas? Once again,
draft picks.
We really don't have anything to give you. We have a second. I think we have a second, a third, and a sixth.
Oh, was it a player that they were interested in?
I don't know.
No, he's gone quiet. Did we have Peter chime in yet? Well, that's Pearly chewing the chips loud. Doing his Peter impersonation. You get catch with that chip, Pearly. What you had in the fryer that you put chips with? You did bang say.
Everybody in the house, but I cook, so shh.
Well, I'll just have to come by and see for myself.
I know you
are. I know it was one of y'all making all that noise. Had to be one of y'all.
Naughty. So Naughty, how about we do a surprise visit to Earl's house? I'll bring the Bud Lights, and Earl will have the food.
Bud Light ain't going to work. Bud Light ain't going to work for me.
What about Earl number 7?
That can pass.
Silence is consent.
How about some Calic Gold? Does that work for you too, Earl, or you use a Sands man?
Oh, no. Calic Gold's away.
Sound like we got ourselves a field trip.
Yeah.
But you bring some stone, it'd be even better.
Any gals to be there?
None for you.
Oh.
You walk right into that one, Peter.
I know. I'm trying to work with him, you know, but Earl is like Magic Johnson. You know, women love him.
No, might not make a daddy somewhere. That's all I'm talking about.
Here we go. Here we go. By the way, your godchild is a Yankee fan, so just remember that.
She can't be perfect. She's wonderful. She's almost perfect. Once in a while, fraud on her.
So, Naughty, I see. Is it Volpe? How do you say that? The shortstop for the Yankees. He's the winner now. He's the not a winner. He's the favorite to win the job.
Hello, you all going down on me right now?
I'm here. Volpe, what's his name? How do you say it? The shortstop for the Yankees. He's now the favorite to win the job.
Volpe.
Yeah.
Fiat Khalifa. Where's Khalifa's brother?
Miss Khalifa's brother, I hope not. But, he's favorite to win the job. They say he's got all the tools and he's showing a lot of promise.
He's playing very well. What's up? I think that's so than a young kid.
One sports writer went as far as to say, Volpe is ready to become the next great Yankee shortstop. So I was like, wow, you're definitely drinking the Kool-Aid in New York.
They are. They're definitely going all in on this Rogers scenario. But let me ask you, does it really matter what happens now? There's no deal done. There's a lot of talk, but Rogers is still not in New York.
Okay.
Why do I have this feeling that Rogers can end up being screwed in this whole thing and end up like retired?
No. See, he holds all the cards. The Packers did the same thing with Favre. Remember this. They sat. He wanted out, and they sat it, and they sat. And what happened is Favre showed up to the building in Green Bay. The Packer building in Green Bay, and then they realized he might actually come to camp. And if Favre comes to camp, because then we got to pay him the money, and we're stuck. We're going to be on the hook. Plus, if he gets to camp, he's working with all the receivers. It's going to be really awkward. The guy you're working with in mini camp isn't here in July for regular camp. It gets really weird, really quick. And Rodgers was there for all of that. So it's a little odd why this is happening. Okay, the Packers went through this. So all Rodgers got to sit back and wait. Because if the draft comes and leaves and there's no deal, that means that you're going to trade Rodgers. Because he's not coming back. He said he'll come back. He can't come back. Right? Because you said you don't want him anymore. He said you don't want him. So, and then you're not going to get draft picks to contribute to your football team for this season? You got to wait 11 months? So, and let's say the Jets. And so I read this. Someone said, well, what if the Jets say, you know what? Forget it. We don't want Rodgers anymore. Then the Packers were on the hook for $60 million. So what do you do then?
No, that's only if it doesn't get done by June 1st. If it's done, if they do it, whatever they have to do before June 1st, they're only hooked for $15 million. That's why they're anxious to get it done so fast.
No. The Packers aren't. The Packers are holding this up. The Packers want a first-round pick and players, which no one's going to give that to you.
I know what they want, but the bottom line is they want to close this before June 1st so they don't get hit with that big salary cap thing.
They're not acting like they are aware of that fact.
But
they're
sitting on the deal. No, you have to act hard like the way, because you can't knowing that they're really at a disadvantage right now, that they're going to lose out.
They will lose out. This plays out. He says he wants to leave. So he ain't coming back, right? So what are you going to do? And then if you wait on it, if the draft comes and goes, let's say you trade him by June 1st. That's well after the NFL draft. That's a month afterwards. So let's say you trade him May 15th. We'll split it down the middle, okay? 2 weeks after the draft, you trade Rodgers. But you're not going to get any picks for this season, right? So, and at that point, the Jets can say, well, okay, you know, you got to get rid of him by June 1st. So tell you what, we'll give you a conditional second-round pick. If he plays well, you get a second. If he doesn't throw for 4,000 yards, you get a fifth. They can play hardball. Remember, the Jets are still in New York. They can throw that Tony Soprano mentality and hit them with, hey, you know what? We got you over a barrel. Take it or leave it. And they only got one suitor for Rodgers. He's not going to the Raiders. The Raiders are interviewing quarterbacks in the first round. The Carolina traded up. Carr is in New Orleans.
I think it's a very interesting scenario that's about to play off with this. And I think it's far from being done. And I think it's going to be down to the wire. There's going to be some drop or from the Jets camp or from the Packers camp. But there's a lot more hurdles to be cleared before this deal gets done. I don't think it's cut and dry yet.
Naughty, where else is he going to go?
There is no other place for him to go. But at the same time, that makes the negotiation even harder because the options aren't there.
He has three places he will go: New York, Green Bay, or home.
Yep.
Well, the Packers are taking him back because they reach a point of no return. They can't take him back. They got Jordan Love set to go. They can't take him back. They're stuck.
All right, but real quick, we got to get to some games in the NBA tonight. We got our pro picks brought to you by the Island Game. Then we'll head to break. And, of course, we got Colin Cowherd today. Purdy, Cowherd seeing the same thing me and you were talking about earlier in the show. Austin Reeves is a commodity in the NBA. He is playing his way into a contract. Can the Lakers keep him, or is he going to go blow up somewhere else?
He's not a big money. He's only going to be about $12 million a year. That's no big money for them. That's no big money.
That's not big money at all. People are going to make $50 million over 5 years. That's nothing.
That's not big money.
No, it's 50 over four, but it's no big money. But they make it sound as if he wants all this money. He wants $50 million over 4 years, $12.5 million. Come on, man. Pay the man.
It is all right, far from the best contract. By the way,
Pacers and the Celtics at seven.
Pearly, go ahead. I just want to say congratulations, Pearly. You were right. The Dolphins picked up Tua's fifth-year option. I just want to get that out there.
All right, good. Now we put that to bed. Pacers and the Celtics. I like the Celtics to win that one. Spurs and the Wizards. I like the Wizards to win that one.
Yeah,
Wizards.
Pistons playing the Raptors on the road in Toronto. I like the Raptors to win that one.
That one's figured.
Rockets against the Grizzlies. Grizzlies at home, I like them to win. Hornets and the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Mavericks to win.
Mavericks.
Bucks and the Jazz.
Luka.
I like the Bucks to win that one.
Yep.
Easily. Yeah.
Sixers and the Warriors. I got to roll with the Sixers. They playing good ball.
But why the Warriors 5-point favorite? Somebody hurt?
Maybe Embiid is out.
Embiid and Harden are game time. And Wiggins. But Wiggins out.
Game time.
Embiid and Harden are game time decisions.
And Sixers win.
Bulls and the Blazers. I like the Bulls to win that one. And the Suns and the Kings. I got to go with the Kings, man. The Kings making a believer out of me.
What's going on with the Suns? I mean, it's supposed to be a super team.
Injuries. When Durant comes back, that'll be a totally different team. Now,
yeah.
With that being said, I'm getting the signal from my producer, so you know what I got to do. We got to get to the break, but I appreciate your contributions as always. Pearly, enjoy your weekend. You got some more spring training baseball, some better rosters for you this weekend as we get closer to April.
You know, the Dodgers playing right now. We up 6-5, up down 6-5, bottom of the 6 to the Brewers.
I meant in general, though. You got lots to watch.
The Stars are getting a couple of bats, and that's about it, you know. Mookie had 4 bats today. Freeman had a couple of bats. JT Martinez had a hit today. A couple of scoring runs. Hit a home run.
Slowly but surely. Peter, yeah. I expect a full report from the flag football this weekend, man.
Of course. By the way, a ball hit off the wall from Aaron Judge. Man, he was on a rope.
He showed off the defense this year.
Yankees are good.
Anyway, that's the cue, y'all. Have a great weekend.
All right.
We'll see you Monday.
Be safe.
And have a great weekend, man. Great weekend, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. We'll see you Monday.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Healthy in the East, it's seeding and positioning. Mark Medina has been covering the NBA for a long time. Lakers, Warriors, now national guy, NBA.com. He's outstanding. We bring him on all the time. So let's start the news on LeBron. You just talked recently to Rich Paul. You get a little timeline. So I would think, you know, LeBron is such a pro. You could probably just plop him into the lineup. But it is interesting now that Austin Reeves is so good running the offense.
Yeah.
So he's okay off the ball. He's not Westbrook, but what are they going to do? So first of all, your guess on when LeBron comes back?
Well, it's anyone's guess right now. But what's interesting, Colin, is when I asked, okay, what's the optimism level about LeBron James coming back at some point in the regular season? I was told the word isn't optimism, it's hope. Now, what does that mean? It might be semantics, but there's no timeline. There's no guarantee that he's going to come back. LeBron has been, you know, working diligently, but the reality is he was just doing spot shooting. He just got cleared for non-contact work. So how long will there be a ramp up before doing full contact and then a ramp up before coming back for the regular season? As you mentioned, 9 games left, not a lot of time. I would also pay attention to the standings themselves. LeBron is going to do everything he can to come back. But if the Lakers wind up in a situation where it's clear they're out of the play-in tournament, there's no benefit for LeBron to come back. And it's no benefit for the Lakers for him to come back because it's about making sure he's healthy for next season. But no doubt if the Lakers are still in that play-in picture, playoff picture, he'll do what he can to come back, but he also has to be fair to just how his body responds with everything.
Got to give the Lakers credit. There are very few NBA stories of undrafted players being productive. Now, this could be a Jeremy Lin thing where he's got 3 weeks where he's a star, but it does look like offensively he's got length, he can shoot, he's an excellent passer. So when you look at Austin Reeves, is your takeaway basically, I think it's a rare diamond in the rough. I think going forward, he's going to be a part of this thing, right?
Oh, he's the real player. For all the criticisms or praises about the Lakers front office in recent years, They have hit on draft picks. Their scouting department is amazing. I mean, you look at some of the young guys in the league, a Brandon Ingram, a Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell coming back. Austin Reeves is very much a real player almost like how Alex Caruso was. He can fit a lot of boxes, provides a lot of energy, is a great role player, but he's more than just a scrappy
productive.
Guy.
No, he's productive.
He can shoot. He can defend. He can play make. He's not afraid of contact. He's not afraid of anything. And so I think that there will be questions if LeBron comes back. What does the rotation look like?
Yeah.
But as far as chemistry with Austin Reeves, he's going to be amazing regardless of the role. Bench or starter, the question that you raise, okay, the future. I think the Lakers want to keep him. He's going to be a restricted free agent. So I would be surprised if we're talking about all this and it just winds up becoming part of a tribute video next season.
Right.
But we'll have to wait and see. All it takes is one team to just spend a lot of money.
Hey,
and then
the truth is, with LeBron James, if you want to get him down to 26 minutes a night next year, first guy off the bench is Austin Reeves to run the offense. I mean, I think he's a very effective passer.
Yeah, and I think philosophically, you look at the trade deadline moves. Maybe they could have done these kind of moves at the beginning of the season, right? Maybe not the same deal, but just the idea of see what you can get out of a Russell Westbrook deal, fulfill positional needs. But I think because of what this core group of players have done with D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley, providing a lot better offense and shooting in particular, I think it's of the Lakers' mind that they want to bring this core back next season to build off of that continuity with training camp. And, you know, look, you never rule anything out because free agency is always unpredictable.
I'll say this. These role guys are willing defenders.
Yeah. And I think that as opposed to, hey, let's try to get into Kyrie Irving sweepstakes, I think they're better off building off of this core and retaining these guys.
All right, Paul George's injury. Yesterday, the moment of the show of real clarity, he was dogging playoff P, and I said, I don't think he's that bad. He's actually a better player in some instances in the playoffs. He doesn't shoot as well, but either does Steph Curry. This is a weird organization. Nonverbal Kawhi doesn't play back-to-backs. Paul's hurt. Do you think Steve Ballmer's frustrated with it? Now, it's very early in the process, right? Took a while for Steph Curry to hit. Like, you know, Boston still doesn't have a title. So it's easy to just say they were going to win championships. Do you think inside the building, Steve Ballmer is frustrated a little bit with how this has transpired?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, just think of the first season with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George in the bubble, and they, you know, blew that 3-1 series lead against Denver. What happened afterwards? Steve Ballmer made a coaching change.
Yeah.
You know, where Doc Rivers was let go and Ty Lue was promoted. No doubt he bought this organization with the expectation to win championships. He wants to win championships at Crypto.com Arena before going into the Intuit Dome, right? Yeah. But as far as what that means in the offseason, I think it's about still having the core in place for next season. But the reality is the moment that they signed or acquired Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, it was championship or bust. And I think when you're looking at this season, there's been a familiar refrain of, okay, we're dealing with overlapping injuries. It's about the long game and getting them healthy. And you wonder, okay, at what point does chemistry and continuity matter? And they acknowledge that that is an issue. But I think to this day, they're still leaning on the fact that that was a bigger issue the first season. Now there's relatively more continuity because they've had more games together. The problem is they're all displaced. There's not enough of a continuous sample size because of all those overlapping injuries. And the last point I would make here, Colin, is, you know, I know Ty Lue has said over this season when I've asked him about the challenges of this season, he said that this has been the most challenging. And you would wonder, well, last season Kawhi was out for the entire season, but that at least gave him clarity of he knows what he's getting on a night-to-night basis as far as rotations and expectations. And here, it's been a guessing game about who's going to be healthy or not.
So Trae Young and Luka complain more about the officials than anybody in the league. Trae Young went public this week. I don't think refs should have to be held accountable. It should be noted Trae Young doesn't play a lick of D and Luka's not good at it, so they don't get any wins on the defensive end. So their offensive game is their game. And so whereas a Draymond Green doesn't complain about the officials because he can often manipulate them and win on the defensive end, right? So your takeaway, I don't want to be an old guy because I remember Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan never fouled anybody. They constantly complain with the officials. I do wonder, though, when it goes public, you're watching Luka do this stuff where you're getting paid off. Adam Silver's a nice guy. Is he too lenient on the constant chirping at officials?
Yeah, well, first of all, expect Luka Doncic to get fined, maybe even suspended for that gesture. I mean, the league does not take kindly to when there's insinuations, whether you're serious or not, that the games are rigged. Like, that doesn't sit well. But I think to the larger question, there's been a lot of turbulence this season. I think even in the last 3 years where there's been a lot of inconsistency across the board as far as, you know, what's considered a foul, not a foul, how much contact is allowed, isn't, as well as what is acceptable decorum as far as the dynamic in conversations with players and officials. But I think at the same token, there's been a lot of outrageous demonstrative behavior like Luka's gesture that goes unignored. So because of all those, that inconsistency, there's just all this volatility and weird mess that I think both sides need to clean up.
It's really interesting. I've always compared the NBA to international soccer. And if you watch international soccer, the level of disrespect for officiating is outrageous. And I do think when you have a star-driven sport, in the NFL, you just don't do it, right? It's the shield, it's the coach. In the NBA and international soccer, that individual player is so valuable to winning that they're empowered. And I think sometimes I watch these NBA guys, I'm like, you guys are starting to look like Ronaldo. but to the NBA players, like, I'm driving the league and I get it. I want to talk about KD, not available now, will come back, hurt in a layup line. You know, it's interesting. I look at that, and Jaylen Brown the other day is like, you know, I hope I'm here. I know Jason Tatum and KD are here. How is, when you talk about KD going forward, Chris Paul's not had a good year. He has aged very quickly. Do you buy Phoenix as a viable championship team?
Well, you never discount them if they have a healthy Kevin Durant, but that's the ultimate question. Not only can Kevin Durant stay healthy, can Chris Paul stay healthy? Can Devin Booker, can DeAndre Ayton? They've all had overlapping injuries. And I talked with Chris Paul earlier this week, and you know, look, he's a vet. He's doing all the right things to maximize health. He's made it clear to me he has no retirement plans. He has 2 years left on his contract, but he also admitted those goals partly will be based on if he can stay healthy or not. And, you know, when I asked him how he reads this season, he's like, well, could be a lot worse. That's not really a sign of confidence. Right. He does give credit to himself as well as his teammates of handling the set of cards as far as the overlapping injuries. He mentioned with Kevin Durant, the underrated quality beyond his star power is he's easy to play with. There's not really an adjustment period.
The easiest guy in the league.
As far as dynamics. Chris Paul said to me that he thinks he's easy to play with. And you think, oh, well, you know, really demanding personality, but from an X's and O's standpoint, he is a great point guard, knows when to dish, knows when to score. So there are those elements there that can be there for a championship run. But if you're not healthy, I'm sorry, like the title shots are doomed there, but we'll have to wait and see.
You know, I've said this, Milwaukee's the best team in the league. Philly and Boston are really, really good. Since December, the Sixers have been great. They're in the Bay Area tonight to take on the Warriors. It's a much bigger game for the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, I was told, would not play for the rest of the season. That was regular season. We don't know their playoffs. I don't think you can win without Wiggins because, first of all, the scoring's lopsided. They only score in the backcourt, no front court scoring. Secondly, Kuminga's not ready to play 30 minutes a night in the playoffs. What do you make of this Warriors team if Wiggins does not come back because of a personal situation?
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.